What the fuck is happening, people? Oh my god, it choked to death straight off the bat there. Let me start that again. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, that is, of course, the 14th of June, Tuesday. Only lying, though, because I'm recording this on the Monday night. The Belgium-Italy match just finished. I said that like I remotely give a flying fuck. I can't even get into it. Before I do, let me plug some gigs, though. Just get this out of the road. I urge you to get to some of these gigs because the lineups are absolutely silly billies. So check this out. 15th is, of course, Lavery's Comedy Club. That's tomorrow if you're listening to this on the 14th. I might upload this a bit early. So yeah, 15th, Lavery's Comedy Club. You know, it's me, fucking Kieran Bartlett, who, by the way, actually, I'll get to this in a minute, but Kieran Bartlett, Roy Woods, Dave Elliott, fucking Rebecca McCluskey, Paddy McDonald, whole lineup of people, great fucking lineup at the Summer Comedy Slam there at Lavery's Comedy Club. Unbelievable, it opens at 9:30 and the show is at 10, bit later, let you watch the football, then get in and watch a comedy, you know what I mean, for fuck's sake. That is going to be ridiculous. The other one, of course, is the book club gig, which is this Saturday, the 18th, which is at the Book Reserve on the Lisburn Road. You can buy a ticket from there for £12. It's bring your own booze. Bring as much fucking booze as you want, you son of a bitches, and get fully tanked there. And that's my two gigs I have to plug. And of course, the, you know, I'll plug this one as well. We're playing the Ulster Hall, guys. The full squad is playing the Ulster Hall. Me, Mickey, Kieran, Aaron, Rory Woods. Who am I forgetting? Dave Elliott. So there you go. Come and see all the fucking lads at the Ulster Hall. Tickets are £17. It's the Ulster Hall. Six comedians. It's going to be absolutely fucking great. That's my gigs plugged. By the way, all of those guys, more or less, are all making stuff for a thing called Tight Shorts, which the BBC are putting out online. It's a series of sketches based around the Euros. Al Geddes has to make some yet, you know. Everyone else got a month head start, as the producer told me, and I was like, no sweat. Well, let me just rattle some shit out. So there will be videos in the next few days from me and across the rest of the tournament. So there you go, guys. Check that out. I know Kieran's written a song. It was well up over 500,000. Fucking, you name it. Everyone's doing very bloody well for themselves. Speaking of bloody, I'm just watching 24 Hours in A&E out the corner of my eye here. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh. So yeah, look out for those sketches. There you go. That's all I have to really say. Have you been watching the it is weird that, you know, I would be sitting down trying to write some sketches about football. Let me tell you something, they begin with football and they go off on a fucking tangent. Big style. So don't really expect any, you know, elite football banter, but sure, fuck it. Let's move on. What was I up to? Let me tell you something, it's been a stressful week for me because last week, about 6 days ago, roughly this the length of a week, Wee Connor Begley, he's been on this podcast before. He's also in Chuck McGinley and The Man Boy. Sketches with me. He looks like a leprechaun. Whatever. Don't tell him I said that. He was round, we were doing some drinks, and I was like, why the fuck did we not do more of that Chuck McGinley thing? And I was like, yeah, let's fucking make a tune. Will we? I was like, let's just make, you know, basically what happened was we listened to that fucking Hit the Deaf Fan, Suck My Dick, or whatever it's called. Like, is there a worse song in the fucking world? Let me put it on for you. We were listening to that, and I was like, listen, that, the people who listen to country might be so retarded that they're listening to songs, okay? They're listening to songs that sound like a parody. Hit the Deaf, right? Which I hear is a cover of another fucking fella. Slip the Clutch. There's another one. It's always something to something. Hit the diff. Slip the clutch. Bait the wife. Let me hear what this fucking pile of dog shit sounds like. Always get in a truck, imagine that. They're glamorizing this truck life, aren't they? And I stopped at the center and I fucked the man. Oh,
hear the fucking snort off that one.
Trucks, load of trucks. Giving Colchis erections. What in the name of fuck is that? What? Adjustable spanner. I wonder how many hours he sat around, like, is that like me trying to write a bit of material? We were like, shit, I'd love to write a bit about something. He's like, how do I put an adjustable spanner into the mix here? Because it's begging to be rhymed with. He's essentially the Eminem of Tyrone. I don't know where the fuck he's from, but Jesus Christ. A million hits, I just seen that! Slip the Clutch has 1.5 million hits. That tachograph was turning black as I passed the London Eye. With one eye on the road and the other on the phone, took a selfie passing by. I mean, I don't know, are these serious hits? Or are people like doing what I'm doing right now and they're like, listen to this fucking agent. Who cares? If he has ad revenue and that shit, he's probably fucking... You know, he's at least paying for a new set of adjustable spanners for himself.
It's all about driving a fucking truck and questionably fucking my sister too.
Anyway. Whew! These guys. And I bet you when they turn up to those fucking GAA halls for 30 quid a ticket.
Who wants to hear fucking Slip the Clutch? And everyone's like, yeah, when you're coming out of my fucking bootcut survey.
Unbelievable. I bet his dick's never dry.
That's it, you red country girl there. Get you on round back. Hope you waxed their lower back, did you? Hope you did. Get you on round here and fucking suck my cock. With an adjustable spanner up my hole. Hit the diff and suck my dick and various other sex acts.
God, I'm just jealous, probably. Yeah, I probably am. Because it's like, that cunt's... some of the prices, you know, I live in the country now, you see these places, and they're like, come to this place and see Derek Ryan, tickets, £38. And you're like, is there a fucking three-course dinner and a suck job included in that? Because you wouldn't... I wouldn't go see him if you paid me £38 and bought me free drink all night. Oh, Jesus Christ. What other shit have I got here? Are they really serious? Are they being serious when they do this shit? Oh, Lord save us. Rory McSorley's. Take me down to the panels, sonny, I'm a country boy, you see. There's alcohol that makes men fall, but it never bothers me. So, 1, 2, 3, drink 4, hit the floor, grab a woman while they last. If you raise the glass and maybe cut the grass, then you're the girl for me. Oh, God.
The mother wakes me in the morning, heads so stuck into the bed. She's thinking the devil's out to get me, Lord. How he even find me? Go to mass on a Sunday morning. Last night, something can't be worn. I think my soul needs some cleansing. I'm a sinner still repenting, but I can't seem to win. Take me down to the Feral City, I'm a country boy, you see. There's alcohol that makes me fall.
I was looking for some kissing. There's a girl, there's a fella, he's clearly gay. There's a girl there who's like, might be hot, but she's like drawn her out. Oh my God. Fuck me, look. 300,000 hits. Frostbit boy, Rory McSorley. The Look at that girl. Just... Oh my god.
Go on ahead, Shawnee. Do you want to be in this video? No, I don't really want to. Go on ahead, sure. I didn't buy these good brown shoes for nothing.
Oh, look at her. Poor girl. Look at the shape of him. She's rubbing his chest. He's probably just dumping loads in his cacks right now.
I don't know what I am, you know, 1, 2, 3 drinks, 4, hit the floor, you know what I mean? Just don't know what am I thinking, I'm out on the pull for women, don't know, I've probably just got a wee smooth muff down there, don't know what the fuck's going on.
Could be wrong, imagine he was all like, you want my long getting frostbitten, and all the girls are coming up to him going,
just say the line and all, frostbit boy,
and he's like, you want my long getting frostbitten, and she's like, that's really funny, and then he just switches, and he's like, how about you fucking, you wouldn't belong getting glazed round the back of these fucking toilets, would you, eh? Huh? Trying to get in the back of this mass out here. I'm going down a particularly bumpy road. Huh? You wouldn't belong getting inseminated, would you? You wouldn't be... Listen, you think I would have covered the frostbit boy about fucking a year ago or whatever the fuck that was? There he is, spilling pods, peeling spuds. There he is on the shitter covering his dick. This is a fucking... This is a hilarious video. Those brown shoes. Like, what is it about the further from a city you go, people think it's okay to wear bootcut jeans, brown slip-on shoes that I'm not claiming to be, like, in any way cool or anything. I wouldn't know where to buy a pair of them. Where do you go? Like, Debenhams? Because now a pair of slip-on brown shoes... By the way, unacceptable to wear it with Umbro socks, bro. Unacceptable. But they've got a wee fucking animation of the man himself, Daniel O'Donnell. Oh, God. I'm just jealous. I really am jealous because all them fucking people will turn up anywhere. Like, they're charging like Beyonce prices. You know what I mean? Do you want to go see Beyonce and the... Honestly, can't afford it. Going to see Rory McSorley play in a fucking barn somewhere. I don't believe you. Aye, come on, we'll all get gangbanged by him. Oh. Even to watch those Keeper Country things, it's like, you gotta be good at the jiving for the women to pay any attention to you. That sounds counterintuitive, or counterproductive. What's the word? I don't know. It doesn't... It's like, do you want to be better at dancing so that these women will like you? You're like, nah, mate. Men aren't even supposed to dance till they've had at least, you know, a 10 glass of spirits in them. Fucking unbelievable. Oh, God. I don't know what to tell you. How did I get off on this one? Oh, yeah. So, sorry if this fucking strayed off a wee bit there. I was doing a podcast, or I was drinking my Begley, and we're like, let's make a song, let's make one of these hit the diffs, you're the girl for me types, and so I'm sitting at the computer, and I was like, do I even have any software to make fucking music anymore? So I was like, oh, do I have GarageBand? And I don't know why, for some reason, I don't have GarageBand on my fucking computer. So I went to download it, I open iTunes, or the app thing, I go, right, it's £4, I'll get it here. So I hit download and it goes, yeah, we need to ask you for your Apple ID. So I type that in and then the computer freezes and I was like, okay, that's really frozen hard there. It's not doing anything at all. So I hit the fuck it button, like all good technological people. I was like, fuck this, power button. And then it just wouldn't come back on. You know, you would hit it, it would come on, and then it would just go like, hey, bing, make that Mac noise. It wouldn't come back on. So, we've been in Shitsville for about a week. Can't make videos, can't do anything. You know, luckily I borrowed girlfriend Maureen's sister's computer, so I'm downloading all sorts of fucking filth onto her computer. Not really filth, but just programs and stuff that are probably definitely gonna, you know, send her to jail if they ever find out the amount of stuff I've been downloading. But, nothing dodgy, you know, just Game of Thrones for days. But so that's been me for about a week, you know, people chasing me up. Have you made those sketches yet? No, and you're like, bro, make a sketch. I can't even fucking put it in anything to edit the bastard. So, you know, it's really shone a light on how much I depend on Macs and computers working. Cool story, Colin. Do you want to talk about anything more interesting? Not really, because I've been very pissed off this week. And then, of course, Mac are like some sort of, you know, private dentist. We have to book an appointment with a Mac genius. Come to the genius bar. I would even call Steve Jobs a genius, to be honest with you. Visionary, possibly. Come to the genius bar where Carl is gonna fucking try and hide the fact that he was at Thompson's last night. Finger blasting what may or may not have been his sister. You know? Trying to act like he's not getting over the fact that he took 7 pills the night before. Yeah, man, the thing is with this, you know, tell you what you've done there. You put in the wrong thing. Oh, did I? Sorry. Just make it work, you fucking genius. I'm going to see. That could be a fucking challenge for me. I'm going to see how many times I can say genius while I'm at the genius bar. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, dude, this is genius as fuck. Here, genius. I was just wondering do you pay for genius services or are the genius things included? Or what's the crack? So I'm looking forward to that on Wednesday, the same day we have Lavery's. Unbelievable. So that's where I'm at, basically just fucking doing that, trying not to watch football. I mean, I literally slept through the Northern Ireland match the other day. The only match I was supposed to watch for research, and I fucking slept through it. People told me you might have fallen asleep trying to watch it anyway. And I was like, that's a good joke. I'll write that in. Obviously, there's a fella died. Over there from Northern Ireland. Seemingly. I don't know the full story. And I'll tell you what, there's so many people on my Facebook that there's obviously a lot of people know him. So, you know, shout out to that guy and his friends and family, etc. Pretty rough. You know, I think he just fell off a thing. He must have been drunk, but it seems weird. I don't know, you have to be so careful on holiday, don't you? I know everyone's on the piss and, you know, people get tired at different rates and people are like, I'm going to go home, and yet someone ends up by themselves. And see, when you're in a fucking place like that, it's almost like, you're just like, I know it's Nice or whatever, but you're like, you can't leave your mates or let your mates go off on their own or something. Like, even if it's a bit of a crack assassin, you know, like, oh, he's away home. You kind of have to be like, right, well, why don't we all just walk back, drop this fucker off, you know, get a few tins on the way, and then we're all back and everything's all good. You know, seemed like he just went off by himself. Pretty rough shit. Between that and the fucking rioting, I'll be honest with you, nothing about it looks appealing whatsoever. You know, you get the odd photo from someone from here, like, you know, Northern Ireland just get beat by Poland, and then they try and put a positive spin on it, like, still the best fans in the world, here we are. Best fans in the world, lads. Staying positive. Even though we're going to get chinned. I don't know if that's true, I don't know anything about football. I imagine the Germany match isn't going to be too much crack, though. Das ist nicht gut crack, boys! I don't know what the accent that was. I see you struggled, you got beaten by Poland. We didn't. is that historically accurate? I fucking don't even know. So, yeah, that match happened. I just fucking... It just does not look good crack. You know, all those fucking riots. I mean, if I was an English supporter, England fans, are they really the worst? Or is it just that they seem to get in fights with other rough teams like Russia and shit? But it just seems like, why the fuck would you pay all that money to go over there and then spend your whole time fucking rioting? And by the fucking way, you know, there's always some clip and it's like, watch this sickening clip of an England fan being kicked in the head. And you're like, do you know why he's being kicked in the head? Because big fat fucking Roy, who's 18 stone, 5'6", 47, smokes 40 Benson and Hedges a day, and is on his fucking 19th pint. You're like, listen, Roy, you couldn't fight sleep right now, and you're trying to fucking fight a 24-year-old Russian who probably had to do 2 years in the army and learn how to kick the fuck out of people who are also dead behind the eyes. And he's like, come on, you cunt, I'm from England. And this guy's like, I literally kick your fucking neck and your spinal cord sever, you piece of shit. And they phone your wife and they're like, Roy was acting big lad and 24-year-old Russian hard bastard kicked the fuck out of him and then he died because he can't breathe because he fat. You're like, what the fuck were you thinking, Roy, you fucking pile of shit? I'd be worried about Roy taking a flight of stairs, let alone trying to fight a fucking Russian half his age. You know, he's there in his fucking Union Jack shorts, down to his fucking, like, mid-shin, because he had to buy the size too big, because he's a fat cunt, you know? He's wearing a wee pair of flip-flops, sunburnt to the dick, dehydrated, cardio shit from the fat and the smoking, drunk, sunstroke. You know, you look at this Russian cunt, he's wearing a pair of fucking running shoes tied tightly, short shorts, you know what I mean? Tank top, bum bag. He's essentially freed up for kicking your fucking head. Everyone's like, mate, that's cold. That's the rule number one of fisticuffs. You never kick a man in the face while he's down. And the Russian guy's probably going, you don't throw a bottle of beer at me, bastard. Like, I literally curb stomp your face and they send photo back to your children. Hey, children of Roy, look what your daddy thought he was MMA fighter and he died. There was a quote on like a Joe Rogan video one time and it said, he said something like, I'm so surprised at the amount of people willing to fight or something and they have no ability to fight whatsoever. How willing people are to, you know, like, slabbering at each other and fucking, come on the fuck in! And they actually want to get into fights. And the actual number of people who can fight is so low. It's embarrassing. I certainly can't fight. Tell you that for free. You know? Unbelievable. Mad fucking bastards. So, what I'm saying is, the whole thing looks like an absolute pile of shit. Wouldn't go if you fucking paid me. And then they keep showing these clips like, this is how fans are supposed to get on. Here's the Irish ones and the Russian, or the fucking Swedish, all hugging and drinking beer and all. It's probably just a load of lads going, I tell you what, if I didn't look, have a face on me like a fucking, like a burnt turnip, I'd take a run at that fucking 6'2" blonde yoke over there. She's fucking delightful. Instead, I'll just stay here and polish my tooth. I'm drinking a hot chocolate right now, guys, so suck my fucking dick. It's mint flavored, it's fucking gross. Sorry for drinking near the sound recorder, by the way, but I'm getting this podcast out of the way early. Let's move on to here. I must double check on this girl. Because someone contacted me a little while ago, a couple of days ago, and she was like, listen, my cousin is donating a kidney to her mother, my aunt. She's a big fan of Gary Henderson, which is like the sort of gay character that I do. How do you know he's gay? Just because he's massively effeminate and talks about sucking cock all the time? How dare you assume his sexuality or gender? So she goes, we're a massive fan. Could you maybe make a video message? And this is when the computer just broke. And I was like, ah, fuck. How do I even do this? I'm going to do it on the phone. So I ended up doing it in Snapchat and assembling the clips together on like some program, Splice or some shit. Sent it to her. And she's like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's fucking made her day and blah, blah. And the girl messaged me and all. So the operation was today. So I hope everything went well with the kidneys there. Very, very noble thing to be doing. Good job you can live with only one of them, isn't it? Get the kidney out. Give it to someone else. So there you go. That was a cool story. A little bit of, a little bit of good news there. I must double check, see if everything went all right. Might be simple enough, pumping the old kidney out. You know, if you can do with one. If you can get away with having one of them, fuck it. So there you go. Shout out to Lindsay, I believe her name was. There you go, guys. Give your kidneys to a family member. You know, you think you've got mates. Are they giving you kidneys? Are they fuck? Let's move on to arguably the biggest story of the week for the very much wrong reasons. So obviously there was a big shootout in a fucking nightclub in Orlando. I'm going to play Obama's clip here, see what he says.
Retiring, I don't give a fuck.
It appears that the shooter was inspired by various extremist information that was disseminated over the internet. All those materials are currently being searched, exploited, so we will have a better sense of the pathway that the killer took in making a decision to launch this attack. As Director Comey, I think, will indicate, at this stage, we see no clear evidence that he was directed externally. It does appear that at the last minute, he announced allegiance to ISIL. But there is no evidence so far that he was, in fact, directed by ISIL. And there also, at this stage, is no direct evidence that he was part of a larger plot. In that sense, it appears to be similar to what we saw in San Bernardino, but we don't yet know. And this is part of what is going to be important in terms of the investigation. As far as we can tell right now, this is certainly an example of the kind of homegrown extremism that all of us have been so concerned about for a very long time. It also appears that he was able to obtain these weapons legally because he did not have a criminal record that in some ways would prohibit him from purchasing these weapons. It appears that one of those weapons he was able to just carry out of the store, an assault rifle.
Unfucking believable. I can't believe sometimes they even say shit like that, you know? Because he didn't have a fucking, a criminal record, he was able to buy an AR-15. What is the need? There is no need to have a gun like that. You know? 45 rounds per minute, 26 people killed by AR-15 in Sandy Hook, if indeed that was real, and not just some sort of false flag attack. 0 days waited to obtain one in Florida. Fuck me, you just walk in and go, "Here, mate, give us a fucking AR-15. He's like, "Okay. Okay." And that's it. Clockwise Orlando shooting victims. The guy, they say he claimed he was some sort of ISIL. I mean, I don't want to read too much into it, but he probably was like, "Yeah, let's do." I mean, is that what they do? Do America just go, "Yeah, it claims right before he got shot, he's all fucking all of this and all of that and fucking Jesus Christ." But do they just say that? I mean, they always have to do that. Like, was this terrorism? Was this whatever? The guy's clearly fucking mental, right? Easily influenced watching some sort of ISIS video. Probably secretly just wants to chug dick like it's going out of fashion. But it's like, "I must fight down these feelings. Let me go in the other direction in the most extreme fashion ever. And just go into a nightclub and fucking murder about..." How many people was it in the end? I can't even fucking remember. Let me fucking read. Was it like 50? 53! Blood on the... Literally blood on the dance floor, like. That is fucking brutal. I mean... I don't know what has... I mean... Are you like gonna... The only fucking reason I could think that you would have so much of a problem with gay people is that you secretly are gay and you can't deal with it because whatever your fucking beliefs or whatever the beliefs of your family and friends or whatever are, you could never turn around and be like, by the way, guys, I just want to detonate an IED of cum in my mouth. How about that? You know? How about I fucking paint some stripes on your false flag, huh? Let me suicide bomb your asshole with fucking fleshy warhead. Alright, Colin, that's enough. Guys, would you stop messaging me, you fucking assholes? So, moral of the story is, if someone's insane, that should probably be taken care of first. If someone's insane and they want to buy a gun, that shouldn't be allowed to happen. How do we check? There should be like a waiting list, you know, of a long time where they scan your doctors and your fucking whatever. And if there's any, you know, your passport, you have to get signed by some fucking randoms. They should do that too. You know, you should have to give like, you know, 3 or 4 sort of people's numbers that are in a position of power, you know, like a teacher and a something else and a fucking social worker that is in your family or you know, and they have to go, I would like to just clarify that Davy Bin Laden is not a fucking mentalist. But instead there you just walk in and go, can I have an AR-15? And he's like, sure, don't fries with that. And he's like, nah, just gonna go to a gay nightclub and fucking murder everyone. Absolutely fucking despicable. Let's hit some questions, guys, because it's about that time. We've sort of run out. I mean, it's been a quiet week for me, I'll be honest with you. What other exciting shit did we do? You know, we went to a fucking barbecue the other night. You know, that was fun. Had about 15 sausages. There's some respectful people there, you know. I was drunk, trying not to act too gangster. You know what I'm saying? Been a quiet week, so we'll jump to these fucking questions. It's about time we shifted gears into doing a regular podcast with more people. There are some things need to fall into place before that happens. For example, there is a piece of kit needs bought, which is about 350 sheet, which I'm going to have... Is Eurotrash bagging TV? I'm going to have to figure out how to purchase that. But it'll be mine. And we'll do fucking live broadcast podcasts all the time. There's a rig that turns your iPhone into basically like a Facebook Live broadcaster camera thing. So I'm going to look into one of them too. So we can inject a bit of life into these podcasts because I won't have to talk about the same fucking shit over and over again. Here we go, guys. Let's hit these questions. It's Phil Bailey, by the way, who I've worked with on numerous occasions. Very good cameraman. Does drone footage. Skyline aerial. Huh? Check it out if you need shots of stuff from above. You know? Is your next door neighbour sunbathing half naked? And you want to see them dick and balls? See a honey dicked you there? You thought I was talking about a woman. I was talking about jiu-jitsu last week and I mentioned Neon Belly, which is 3 words, knee on belly. Not what Phil thought it was, which was Neon Belly, as in N-E-O-N. Which Neon Belly sounds like a fucking synth pop band. How's it going, guys? We're Neon Belly. So there you go, bit of fucking banter shoved in there. Some guy just sent me another tweet, just saying, the problem with fox hunting is not the culling, but the chasing of the animal with dogs for hours, then they rip it apart. Yeah, I gotta say, Mr. The Free Thinker, that is more or less exactly what I said. You know, you come to the country, you do realise that you gotta, you know, there are certain things need done, like this fox is eating my chickens, it needs to be killed. I would also agree that the fuckery around fox hunting with the outfits and the dogs and shit is a bit much, you know? Especially for something you could just shoot right in the face, you know, and take its whole face off. You know what I'm saying? Right, let's... Evan, are you going to the Vodafone Comedy Festival this year? Pretty good lineup. I am not, sir. It's a very Dublin-heavy thing. I mean, this is what's funny. I'm pretty sure the Vodafone Comedy Festival is the main festival in Dublin for comedians. It's quite big. You know, quite getting big these days. The one in Belfast is the Belfast Belly Laughs. Belly Laughs Festival. The difference is, the one in Dublin showcases all the fucking Dublin comedians. Whereas the one up here pulls in fucking Dublin comedians and other people. And they're like, come in and see these guys. You know? They're great. Here's some big names. You're not going to go see local boys, are you? Unbelievable. But if you do want to see the best in Northern Irish fucking comedy, go to fucking Lavery's. You know, we've stopped bringing people up from Dublin because the ones up here are too funny. So there you go. There aren't very many Dublin comedians I'd even put alongside some of these boys because they're fucking beasts. Bitch! Let's do these questions. Chris McCulloch, here we go. Thoughts on deconstructed coffee? Oh, fuck, here we go. Being served in Melbourne in chemistry beakers. Hold on. If this would load up, what is wrong with the internet here? Debunking the deconstructed coffee. Hipsterism has gone too far when your coffee comes deconstructed. I waited almost 20 minutes for an actual cup before realizing it would not be forthcoming. I wanted a coffee, not a science experiment. So essentially they give you like your two shots of espresso, by the looks of it, then some warm water, and then some frothy milk, and they give you it in three parts. I'll be fully honest with you. There, you know, if you were sitting down and you were, you know, relaxing in a coffee shop, I don't think that's a fucking bad idea, because sometimes you're... Essentially what they're allowing you to do there, if you have the time, you know, you should be able to just go, listen, put the fucking thing in a cup, you knobheads. But I think, I don't think I would hate that, because what you do is, if you were just looking to drink, really, if you just want to get off your tits on caffeine, you just pour a bit of fluff in the fucking espresso and spin it around and be like, let's do this, womp. You know, if you want to relax yourself, you know, you could put some water in that, make it a bit more of an Americano, and then be like, but still a bit too harsh of a coffee taste for me, and then you put some fluff in. I get it. It's kind of like going, you know, they're giving you basically the ingredients there for like a cappuccino, a flat white, a fucking macchiato. They're giving you all... They're just giving you the fucking ingredients separately. And it's like, do whatever you want. I don't mind that, to be honest. I mean, there are times where you're like, just put it in the fucking cup. And I'm the type of asshole who asks for it in the takeaway cup, because I don't want your coffee in a mug. I drink coffee in a mug at home. I want to be the basic bitch going, this is exactly where I bought my coffee. All right, guys? Here. I was with two girls the other day. Girlfriend Maureen. Did she just... I think she just pulled in there. Girlfriend Maureen and her sister. And we're all in the caramel lattes. And I was like, listen, I'm not going to be a stranger to the caramel lattes. Let's get on it, bitch. So I had a caramel latte. It was fucking beaut. I'll get Maureen this podcast here. I'll pause it.
Turn this on to...
And we're back. Just before would do anything when I stopped doing this podcast, Maureen. I was looking at this, debunking the deconstructed coffee. Somewhere in Melbourne, they give you a coffee in 3 bits like that. What are your thoughts? And then I'll tell you mine.
I think that seems unnecessary, and that it's, I don't know, it's silly.
Here's why you're wrong. Because you could have three coffees out of those selections. You could go, I fancy an espresso, and you take a sip of it and you go, oh, I don't know, a bit much, right? Then you can make a flat white yourself. You can put the flat whites in. Okay?
Yeah.
You can make an Americano. If you were like on board of the Americano, you put the fluff in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that just seems too much hassle because you would have had it drank by now. Because it's only like one or like something like two shots, so you would have drank it by then. It's not enough coffee to make three different coffees from. Why don't you just get like a, you know, an Americano and ask for like more milk then or something? No? You'd rather get a shot of coffee.
Out of all of this.
A hot water.
That would be so much.
Milk separately.
Do you not think that would be so much fun to like just make your own little coffees for a second?
It would be, but like, you know, would you get that to go? Three different cups to go?
No.
Trying to like pour them in as you're walking down the street?
I was talking about that. I was like, no, you would never get it to go.
Well, it's purely
a sit down one. All right, that would be the annoying cunt. You'd be like, I'm going for coffees. Do you want one? They'd be like, you have a deconstructed three way. And you're like, fuck you. That's worse than someone going, can I have a frappuccino? And you're going, £4 and all the coffee.
What if you sit down with your three individuals and you're really excited about your coffee and then you sort of mix up your three little ones and then you drink it and you go, that's not that nice. Oh, I've put too much water in, or that's way too milky now. And you've ruined it. And you still have like loads of water or something left or loads of whatever. That's why you go and get someone to make you a coffee.
Okay.
Because they know how to make it properly.
No deconstructed coffees for you then?
What, would you go to a restaurant and be like, here is, actually you would love this.
Can I have my
chips? Here's the steak, here's the chips, here's a frying pan, here's a packet of sauce. And you just
what sort
that.
Of restaurants serve a packet of sauce?
I'm trying to think of something you could make at a table. But like, and here you go. You make
Here's
like
an
sauce.
Old what do you call it? Not Schweppes. Who makes sauce? Schwartz? What's the make of?
I don't know, Hellman's?
Fuck's sake. Okay, so no deconstructed coffee for you then. Glad
it's way too... It's,
glad
so
I brought
hipster.
That up then.
It's trying to overcomplicate coffee. Like, no. No.
Okay. Maureen got a new phone today. Sorry to drag you away from it there for a second.
I was trying to find a wallpaper. It takes time, so.
Okay. Do you want to go into the debacle that happened when you got the phone? You've got 30 seconds, go.
No, O2 are annoying.
O2 are full cunts, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, not really, not usually, but this is very annoying because I thought I upgraded. I didn't. It happened that I just started a new contract and then they're trying to make me pay out of my old one, even though I'm paying a lot more money for this new one. And there's not that long left of the other one, and it was a SIM only anyway, so it was just to upgrade it. And they still want me to pay money to get out of it for some reason, even though I am still staying with them. And I'm just upgrading slightly early. They were.
And even when you try and leave them, they send you to like the most hard-nosed like psychopath that won't let you leave. Oh, to your bullies.
Yeah.
Darren McBride, Boojum. What about Boojum coming out to say they're starting to take card payments? Does he know that I did a, like the little ad for them?
Colin, don't lie about your secrets. No one knows that you.
Ha ha ha. Aidan McAloon. These are questions, by the way. That's how deep we are on the podcast. Have you got a raging boner for UFC 200? What fight are you looking forward to most? I'm not fully erect, but I would have liked to see that McGregor fight in there. Do you want to hear the fights, Maureen?
Go for it.
Daniel Cormier, John Jones. Mm. Black on black violence. Brock Lesnar, Mark Hunt.
Mm. Is that exciting?
Give me your winners, right? Give me your winners. John Jones, Daniel Cormier.
John Jones.
Yes. Lesnar Hunt.
Let's say Brock Lesnar.
Let's not. He's going to get knocked out.
I know,
out,
but let's just say it for fun.
Okay.
Because it's more fun if
Do you know that he's exempt from a drug test?
Is he?
Of course he is!
Are you serious? Exempt
his
from
his whole
a drug
body
test.
Is a dick. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. His whole body is a veiny dick.
That's why I'm going to go for him. So, he's going to be just drugged up, so he's definitely going to win.
Cain Velasquez beat him and he has a set of titties, like girl tits, like mine. He has a body like mine and he beat the shit out of him. Mark Hunt also is built like a fat black lady and he's going to knock him
unconscious. Exactly, so I think it's for a game.
Misha Tate, Amanda Nunes. That sounds like slang for boobs, doesn't it? Amanda Nunes.
What do you think? Would Misha Tate beat her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. She'll probably just grind her to death.
She's pretty good, isn't she?
Nunes will probably get tired. For Aldo Edgar.
Oh, I don't know who's better from them two. I've never really seen that guy, Frank Edgar.
Frank Edgar's tough as nails.
I haven't really seen him that much. That'll be interesting, though.
I would say Edgar might take that one.
Think so?
He should definitely fight McGregor. But I don't know if McGregor will make that weight. Velasquez Brown. Ooh. Travis Brown, Ronda Rousey's husband. Your husbands.
Are they actually married?
I don't know. Probably not. I would say he might beat Velasquez. I don't know. That one's tight now. It's the first tight one I've come across. Katsingano, someone Pena. I don't know about that. These start to go into strange territories here. Although Diego Sanchez, Joe Lozon will be absolutely amazing. Yeah, it's going to be a great card, guys. So let's all watch that. When is it? There's no date in that. Fuck's sake. Right, last question from Twitter. What is the price of fame? And that's from Elijah O'Neill.
That's deep, Elijah.
That's deep, bro. Let me be. What the fuck? I would probably need to be really famous to be able to answer that question.
What's the price of your fame then, let's say?
My fame? Like, sometimes you get a bit bothered when you're on a night out in, like, Lavery's.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sometimes if you try to go on a night out with all of our friends and Colin, it's basically like, we probably won't see Colin because you have to talk to everyone in Lavery's. Because if you don't, you'll seem like a horrible bastard. But then also you can't spend any time with your friends or me. So we just turn around and we're just calling, oh, he's still there.
You love that thing.
He's still in the smoking area and he's still in the smoking area.
He doesn't even smoke.
Still strange boys talking to Colin.
I know. Never hot chicks all though, right. Is it?
No.
Always ugly dudes
sometimes
with breath like a fucking...
Sometimes girls talk to you?
Anchovies cunt. Sometimes girls, yeah, when they're like, excuse me, can you... Do you work,
my boyfriend, has you?
Do you work in here? And you're like, no. Can you get these in a size 6?
What, in Lavery's?
No, just shoe shops, Foot Locker.
What up with a pint? Can I get this in a size 6?
Is it true comedians are actually really depressed? And that's from Plum Bit.
Plum Bit?
Yeah. That's what you call your bell end?
Oh.
What do you call yours? Look how many questions there is on Facebook here. I'll rattle through these because,
you know... What was that question, though? Oh, I forgot.
Is it true all comedians are depressed?
Oh, I don't think so, but I think comedians are probably deep thinkers, which usually lends itself to anxiety and depression a lot, really. Because you think too much.
I have anxiety like a motherfucker.
You really do. Like, not even in a cute way. Like, in a real, like... Colin's going to trash this house. Colin is going to trash... This house is now too small for Colin. Remember you had to go and hack a tree out the other day? Or a bush?
I talked about my computer breaking.
Yeah, just hack.
But that's legit. That's not like, you know,
well, at least
for
you
no
need
reason.
It done. Yeah, but if anyone else just walked past that bush that had half it hacked out all over the garden and just one of those big metal hooks lying there, you're like, someone's having a breakdown? And I'm scared wherever this creature has gone,
aye,
it needs to be caught and locked up.
Sure, you hack half your fucking bush away, sure.
Before it attacks any more.
Question.
Shrubbery.
Oh no, why did it go away? Hold on. For fuck's sake, boys. Are all the Comedy Squad members full-time funny men, and what do they do prior? Yeah, most of them have jobs. I should probably have two or three jobs. Shane's full-time, isn't he? Mickey's full-time. Roy Woods is a prostitute. And Dave Elliott works as a lifeguard.
At a
gay swimmers. Dave Elliott's a gay masseuse. And he's not even gay, but he loves it.
But he pretends to be gay just to do it. Yeah. He loves the job so much.
Who else have we got?
Aaron McCann's a children's TV presenter.
Yeah.
On CBeebies.
Kira Parker is a personal trainer.
Yeah. What's your full-time job?
Bush hacker.
But you have a different job every day. Is your new job. Today, this is my job today.
Park? Yeah. Podrick, what? Who is your greatest of all time in the UFC? GSP will always be my boy. Do you fancy GSP?
No, he's a bit too severe looking.
What does that mean?
I don't know, he just
I'm not like, impressed by your performance.
He looks, it always looks a bit like angry and he's got, he never really smiles like so. He
probably has blonde pubes as well.
Ew.
Be in the middle of a sexual sandwich. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard or Kim Kardashian and Kanye? And that's from Adam Hamill.
I mean, I think the Johnny Depp Amber Heard one is the more good looking couple, but
well, Johnny Depp's an old weirdo, but she is hot as fuck. I would just be in the Kim Kardashian Kanye one. Kanye would be like selfie central. Put my dick in your mouth, Kanye.
Pretty Kanye's got a sweet boot on him too.
Sweet booty, yeah.
But he's like a real big, just.
I would leave. All I would want to do is finger Kim Kardashian and then just tell people I fingered Kim Kardashian.
You're such a creep.
Not it. Not what I would. I wasn't even doing anything else.
Why would you tell people calling this rude? Don't sound like that.
Just finger a wee bit.
Oh god, stop saying finger.
While full French kissing Kanye West. Because apparently I'm trainers, Kanye. You know? Guess what noise that was?
I don't want to know.
It's either the kissing or the fingering, so. I'm really tired, morning. Mark Patton. McGregor or Diaz to win the rematch? Diaz, probably again, I would say. Josh McFeely. Great name. Kill one, marry one, shag one. Jerry Adams, Martin McGuinness, and your woman from The Weakest Link. None. Just kill me. 2 minutes ago, I was fingering Kim Kardashian. Now,
yeah,
look
this
at me.
Is a step down.
Fuck's sake. Oh, these questions get crazy here. Stuart Shawcroft, is that a Game of Thrones name? Fuck it, you asked, son. Would you rather be anal raped by a giant scorpion or sucked off by a great white shark? What the... both? Are you going to see And So I Watch You From Afar, Belsonic? I think they're supporting some emo band. Yes, I did hear that, but I don't think I would go see them in those circumstances because...
Who are they supporting again?
Like some fucking stupid emo name. It is, it's like fucking...
Something of their horizons.
Bring
something?
Me the horizon.
Oh, is it?
Bring I say that,
Me the Horizon.
And So I Watch You From Afar is the stupidest
name. Yeah, I mean,
ever.
It's probably... If no one knew who they were, you'd be like...
I'll be honest, when Dave, who I used to live with in uni, was like, do you want to go see this band? I was like, with a name like that, no.
In fact, if you think of people who watch people from afar, they're usually the weirdos, the proper, the
yeah, their band may as well just be called Creepy Creeperson.
Creepy Emo Corner in the Corner Man. So that's a no then? Or?
That's a no. Okay.
That's a no.
Okay. Tom Hart from Trucker Diablos. Look at him. Why is it when you're about busting... Why is it when you're about and busting for a shite? It's never as bad as when you're standing 3 feet from the bog. It's like a tractor beam for your sphincter. What does that mean?
I think... Does he mean like... If you're near a toilet, you feel like you have to go more?
You say the word toilet and I need a shit?
Yeah, you're not even allowed to say the word toilet or shit. Or Colin's like, yep. Every time you try to leave the house, 1 second, standing like waiting at the front door, 10 minutes later. Every time you have to add 10 minutes on to leaving somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You do it like you're just getting a drink of water. Like, it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get this really quick. Like, as if you can just do it whenever. Like a cow can just, like, poo all day. That's you. I don't know how you do it. Like, I genuinely don't medically know how you do it.
You just...
Probably all food, but...
You just never break between meals. You know, you get a rhythm going if you go, like, eat fast. Whereas I'm just like, num, 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 num. Squirt. I'm so tired right now, I swear to God. When did you realise you were fucking hilarious?
Did you have a point where you went, I'm quite funny?
Not yet.
No?
No, only joking. It was pretty hilarious, always. I've said it before, I just remember saying something in class. In fact, I told you this, didn't I? When I went, I said something and everyone laughed. And I said a second one and everyone laughed real hard. And then I said a third one, like the way you would do a bit of material, and everyone pissed themselves. But the teacher was laughing at the first two, and then when I got to the third one, she went, all right, come on, shush! and I was like, that nothing really changed my whole life after that.
It was the worst, there was the last one, like really rude or something?
Yeah, I was across the, I was slabbering.
Like, all right, you're five.
It was basically because the teacher, I can't remember exactly what it said, but I remember a teacher was shouting at his class upstairs, and you could hear it in the school, because we were all being really quiet. And I said something, and everyone got a laugh, and I said something else. Everyone laughed again. And then the third one was a fucking... That was a closer, that one. And then she cracked up at me then. I think I said... I don't know.
And then, did you just like that sort of feeling, and you're like, this feels good?
Just a tip over the edge or something?
So there's your, like, leaving school sort of book, isn't it? And you were like writing all these hilarious things in your picture. Everyone's like, just hope to be.
All those stupid, like.
Yeah, it's all like really.
Love life and fucking. All that shit.
You said something really sarcastic, didn't you?
Well, why would you ever say something serious? Everyone was like, just let life carry you down the river of hope.
Shoot for the moon, and if you miss that one, you'll land on the stars.
Yeah, she's on heroin now.
Yeah.
Joanne here.
She totally
shoot
missed.
For the stars, and you might hit some clouds if you're lucky and be happy with it.
She got stuck in the cannon, and I just got no legs. Yeah. So it's her life.
What a fucked up school I went to.
What did you say, something about pimping knees or something? Was that yours?
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, there you go. That was in school.
School? You're talking like I was 5. I was like 18.
That's what I'm saying. This is when you left school. You even said stuff like that. You even thought you were
hilarious. I was doing plays when I was in, like, P3, and I was improvising lines and all. killing the shop.
Full out. Yeah, grabbing a microphone and all. Yeah. Walking across the stage.
Yeah.
Asking everyone how they're doing.
Any students in, or?
Any masks?
Any masks? For fuck's sake.
What about children?
What about here, Lillian? My shitty name.
How shit are teachers? Get off the stage, Colin.
What about Mr. Walsh or fucking Peter or not? What's that? Fuck me, impressions named tuck shops or when?
Colin, get back to the nativity.
The nativity. Oh, fuck. Where are we? Fergal McGormans. Joe Rogan cried when Ronda Rousey beat Betch Cohea. Brendan Schaub cries every other week on his podcast. What's it going to take for you to start yapping on the podcast? If my computer's still broke next week, I might cry.
Yeah. Or you'll
I'm so tired I could cry right now. I don't know why I'm so tired.
Or else the whole garden will be finished with the gardening. You'll have it all done by then.
Are you going to sabotage my computer? Pour water on it now? Yeah. If it's broke again, you better go out and cut that grass. Snip, snip.
Snip, snip, snip. Well, that shows how much you've cut the grass. Snip, snip, snip. Done. Morning, I've done it.
All right, titchmarsh there. The Euros and UFC. I'm not talking about that anymore. What's the meaning of life? From Ian Matthews.
That's it. Just gotta try and be happy, that's it.
It's really just happiness, isn't it?
It's a pursuit.
Unfortunately, happiness for me means go through a lot of stress and hopefully be rich at the end. Do what makes you great, not what makes you happy, Maureen, okay?
Sure.
Do you know who said that? Charlie Day.
I know.
Well-known philosopher. Charlie Day. What was the quote? He sounds like a 10-year-old who smokes. That's funny to me. Robbie Quigley. Robbie Quigley!
Quigley!
Whatever happened to Turnbuckle sounded like a class idea. It is a class idea, and I would very much like to do it.
What is it?
Basically, whenever we were talking to Dave Johnson of Pro Wrestling Ulster, and me and Shane were saying like we should make a mock doc where we go in and challenge them and then make a mock doc and then go in and do an actual wrestling event and film it.
Oh.
Turnbuckle, it would be called. It'd be fucking brilliant. Might do it now that you've reminded me. I'll put it on the list of 500 things I need to film. This year's the year, Maureen. We're filming all the shit.
Yeah.
William Thompson. Willie T. Thompsolino. Up in this bitch. Thoughts on Lesnar returning to UFC and if CM Punk will ever actually have a cunting fight. Lesnar's just a panic move to try and get numbers in, I would say. Maureen, what do you think?
Yeah, he's a definite crowd pleaser.
He's certainly pleasing on the eyes, isn't he, Maureen?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you reckon a stick has a six-pack?
Yeah, probably, I'd say so, yeah.
I reckon it has a wee...
What colour do you think it is?
Very pink.
Oh, really?
Almost like sore-looking, probably.
Sore?
Like, God. See-through like a baby bird, so like pink, but purple veins.
Yeah.
Purple veins. Feathers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably has feathers instead of pubes.
Cool.
He probably jizzes just pure deer cum.
Ugh, right.
There's a lot of questions. We'll get there. We'll get there soon. Let's just keep going. Fuck it. We've all night. Would you rather have a French plait? Or but Gil Platt? Who the fuck's Gil Platt?
Did you say French plait?
Yeah.
Gil Platt from Coronation Street.
She hot? Or she woman with no chin?
Yeah, she's
looks
really
like
hot.
Yoshi the from fucking Mario.
Yes.
The turtleneck.
That's her.
Okay. Like I'd rather have a French plait, but just right down the middle of my back. Thoughts on Orlando Massacre? Obviously it was horrendous, but do you agree in saying it was clearly a homophobic attack, or are you more focused on the whole terrorism aspect? Do you not think shooting people for no reason is terrorism? Regardless
I suppose in a way it's a bit of all those, isn't it?
I mean, apparently the guy was all like, said something about ISIL right at the end, but of course he probably did, because they wanted to shoot him, but I would say he might have been some sort of extremist. I would say more than likely he was just fucking nuts, above all else. Maybe he was so outraged at the gayness, because he was so hardcore into ISIS. And then I said he probably just probably wanted to suck so many dicks that he was scared about it and was like, I'm extreme and I'm going to kill everyone. Or he was just mental and you shouldn't be allowed to buy a fucking AR-15 like you're buying a packet of figs. That's the main problem.
Yes, I mean, obviously the horrible hatred inside him is a large problem, but it's the fact that people can buy something that can kill people. You know, there's plenty of people sit like, there in their own homes.
A lot
homes.
Of people, real quick.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, there's a lot of people sitting in their own homes and are angry about the world or they hate things or hate
people.
I just go
outside and chop a bush.
Congos, chop bushes. If you're extreme about something, that's fine. But it's given them some sort of means to, like, prove this. That, no, you know, most people are fine with things. Nothing bothers them normally. And then you get those really extreme people who seem to think they have to do something to prove it or to show it or whatever. And you're like, that should not happen. It's hard not, you know, there is those horrible people in the world. That's obviously a very extreme version of it. But, like, it's the fact that he could, you know, you should not be able to buy something that can kill so many people.
He's fond of an old selfie. It's literally on the TV as literally, we speak here. He's wearing an NYPD fucking thing. Why would gay people, why would anyone piss you off that much that you'd want to just kill loads fucking people?
But it is such a big problem that you can actually just buy something that you could just go just kill loads of people so quickly.
Like, say I was like, I hate gays, I'm going to go to the Kremlin and kill a load of them. The best that I could do is, like,
try and, like, I don't know,
put a knife on a baseball bat or something.
Like, trip them up or something.
I could trip a lot of gays
up. You could do, but, you know, you're not going to be able to, like, devastate families very quickly either. You know, whole communities and families that quickly.
Well, fuck. I read a stat, though, that, what was it, 45 rounds in a minute is what an AR-15 can spit out. Unreal.
Even if it was something like even if, not even, this sounds so stupid, but do you know what I mean? Because it can shoot so many so quickly, that is just murder. Like, that, there's nothing, know what I mean? Like, that's just mass murder in 1 second. That's not even, like, even if you didn't even want to kill, it would have killed those people anyway. It's not like something you just, like, shoot and you have to, like, reload or something. You couldn't possibly kill that many people so quickly. That's what's so scary about that. Like, in a second, you can just
wipe out a nightclub where everyone's close together. Yeah, everyone's close together. You know, probably grinding, you know, probably nuts to butts the way around the club.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so sad that he would have went there or picked those type of people, but, like...
How do you just get in the gay club with the gun? Is that a rifle in your pocket, or are you just happy to say, bang!
I don't know. Maybe did you just burst in? I didn't really read enough about
maybe
it.
Maybe you're not really checking for guns on the way into the gay club. You have general banter. Do you have specific banter as well? I tell you what, Paul. Yes. Final question.
You like the title of your banter, don't you?
General banter. Toilet banter.
Kitchen banter. That's it. Gardening banter.
Okay, final question. What's your thoughts on Joe Rogan, Brendan Schaub, and Brian Callen as podcast hosts? You've pretty much named my three faves there, apart from, like, Bill Burr and, you know, all the other 25 I listen to. They're not quite as good as me and Maureen, though.
It's too late at night, Colin. I'm so tired.
So am I. Right. What? There's more comments? Hold on.
Yeah, they're very good.
Oh, there's one.
Their podcast is brilliant.
Yeah, they've got great podcasts. Here's a final question. Did Roy ever get to lick her slice?
Lick my fucking slice, Roy.
That's your favourite thing that's ever happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
For Tessie, you unforgettable fat bitch.
That was my favourite line ever.
I like it.
It's so funny calling someone ungrateful fat bitch.
I love just an old, just a nothing clever, like a very plain insult.
Yeah, we were talking about this. It's just such a perfect insult.
Ungrateful fat bitch.
You stupid, like, you wouldn't have put, like, in,
you stupid bastard.
You wouldn't have put in the fat bit there, only you're angry that someone's being ungrateful, so you're like, ungrateful fat bitch. Like, fat bitch.
Like, everyone calls her fat behind her back.
Yeah.
And then the cat's out of the bag. You're ungrateful fat bitch.
You've offended me, so I'm going to call you a fat bitch. Yeah. Not just a bitch, a fat bitch. By the way, if you didn't know, we all think you're a fat bitch.
Yeah. You could just, like, the reaction after that should have just been like, oh my, what did you say? Are you fat shaming me? That's about it, guys. Will we move? Yeah, we'll call it a day here. It's very late. I'm going to yawn through my dates, right? 15th and over. Dates, 15th, what?
There used to be a woman, right, at a taxi service in the gun, and she literally had, like, no voice.
Probably still alive, so watch what you're saying.
Did you ever see her? I don't know. She literally
she had no voice?
Like, no.
Did you sound like this?
Yes.
That's the. Do you know what? The character I used to do in that support worker thing. Or no? No, it wasn't. It was Chuck McGinley. That's what it was. That was based on someone from that program, The Estate. And the mum lost her voice through stress or something. And she basically talked like that the whole time. And I just stole the voice.
But this used to be this woman. And, like, it was so funny. Now imagine working in a taxi thing where your whole thing is a voice. She was on the phone. Like, she was on the wee buzzer. So you just go up and she's like, hello, taxis. And you're like, hello. And she's like, hello, taxis. And you're like, yeah, can I get a taxi? And
she's working in the thing?
Yeah.
She wasn't driving the car?
No, she would just be outside directing the car.
She's working the phones?
Or you do the buzzer in the thing and she would be the voice. A jack of voice. And it was just, it was terrible. Literally that voice there.
I'll be honest, like, do you remember I lost my voice with the flu last year?
Yeah.
That was the worst, the most frustrating time of my life.
It was the greatest time of my life because you couldn't talk. You could still complain, though. Somehow you could still hear you complaining under all of it.
How could you tell I was getting better?
Because you started to get super annoying and you had too much energy. Because you're like a crazy toddler. That's what you're like. Jumping all over the place and being really overbearing and needing so much attention all day. And you just started to get really like, yes, Maureen, come here. Maureen, come here. I need you for something. Come here. Maureen, look at this. Maureen.
Just to show you my wee collar in it.
Yeah. Maureen, hug me. I need a hug right now. Maureen, can you... And I was just like, oh, he's back. That's it. You're so still and calm for like 2 weeks.
No. Dying? Fucking dead? You had to take my socks off because I was sweating so much in my death. In my deathbed. Yeah.
And I was working full time and I just had you lying in a heap just... Oh, I'm sorry. Degrees.
I'm sorry I had a full respiratory infection while you were at work, Maureen.
Be healthier? How about that?
Maureen.
I was putting a hot, cold cough on you and they'd just be on your head like 1 second and they're like roasting.
Do you know what?
All night because you were just about to melt. Country boy, you see, there's alcohol that makes men fall, but it never bothers me. So 1, 2, 3, drink 4, hit the floor, grab a woman while they laugh. 1, 2, 3, drink 4, hit the floor, grab a woman while they
laugh. Is it? Yeah. Oh, well then, take it all back. Do you reckon she just tugged him off for charity under that blanket? You're doing a lovely thing for charity, son. Nom 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 nom. You wouldn't be long getting...
Colin.
Cheers, yeah. Right, here's the dates. 15th of... What month is this? June. Lavery's Comedy Club. You going, Maureen?
Yeah.
18th. Will be in the Book Reserve on the Lisburn Road. You can buy tickets from their Facebook on the Eventbrite thing. It's £12 in. Bring your own booze.
Go on to that.
29th of October 2016. We're all doing the Ulster Hall. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a moment in history. Isn't it, Maureen?
It is.
There's going to be so many cameras running. It's going to be exciting.
Colin will also be 30.
I'll be 30. I'm going to say as cunt as many times as I can in such a legendary venue. ColinGales.com, please buy a t-shirt. Let's do a summer sale, Maureen. Get rid of them all. Start a new clothing company, okay?
Cool.
Okay. And
should we cut them all into vests for people for summer?
crop tops for weightlifting.
Crop tops. Summer dresses. You can sew, Colin.
I can sew like a motherfucker. What's hard about sewing. You know? What's hard about sewing? Nothing.
Yeah, but that's because you're sewing something in a straight line, just together. You haven't done any sort of advanced sewing whatsoever. Hashtag, I did fashion for a year, so I know what I'm talking about, all right?
Maureen, I did most of the coursework, so fuck you.
You drew pictures on my back, that was it.
I did. Listen, I made some beautiful pieces. I know to call them pieces now. Okay, I'm going to go because we're sleepy, aren't we? Okay. Yeah, callguest.com. Like the General Banter page. Like the Lavery's Comedy Club page. And whenever I put these videos out for BBC, share them 48 times. Thanks, guys. Follow me on Snapchat. At Colin Gales. What's your Snapchat, Maureen? At Maureen McG.
Yeah.
How you spell Maureen?
You should know. Do you know how to spell it?
M-A-I-R-I. And
good boy.
No claps, get the biscuits. Okay, right. See you later, and it's goodbye from me, Maureen, and Mr. McSorley. Last night, Captain Tommy Ward, I think my soul needs some cleansing. I'm a sinner still repenting, but I can't seem to drinking all, mate.